What were they like?
They were like a fake Nirvana-y type.
Oh.
Post-Nirvana.
Radish.
Radish.
I mean...
Do you not know them?
I don't know Radish, no.
See if they've got any...
I think it's probably not surprising that they didn't do that well.
See if they've got anything on...
Given that they are called Radish.
Spotify.
Are there any other sort of root-based vegetable bands?
How do you spell it? Is Radish 1D?
I think it's a
Radish,
D.
Here we go. There's still a band.
Oh, maybe it is 1D. Are they?
Yep.
How many listeners do they have?
The album came out in 97, and they had the song Little Pink Stars.
Oh, wow, okay.
They came out. I remember Radish. How many listens? 4,000.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That is 3,999 more than I was expecting. Someone somewhere in 1997, or presumably a little bit before then, went, "Hey guys, let's start a band
called
and
Radish."
Someone said, "What about Radish?" And everyone else went, "Yeah, yeah, let's call it Radish."
So yeah, that's little.
Wow,
little
what a
facts.
What an intro!
I don't know where that came from.
Thanks very much for listening.
Thanks.
We'll
good
see
night.
You next time.
it's episode 77.
Or
Series 5, episode 1.
Series 5.
No way.
How have we made it this far? Why? Why have
Determination,
we made it
like the Pantera
that
song.
Question. Yeah.
Determination.
Like the Radish song. Determination.
Right.
Okay, great. New series.
It is new series.
New series.
Brand
what does that mean?
New,
what does it mean
brand new
for
series.
Us, Matt? What does
it means that we may contain some metal songs.
Still, five series.
After five series.
We haven't changed our shtick.
Why would we? When
Why
it's
would
working
we?
So
yeah, you can't reinvent
bloody
the wheel.
Bloody well.
If it ain't broke, don't do something different.
Don't do something different.
Yeah. A
couple of plugs. I've got some plugs.
Where are they?
In my... sink.
I thought you were gonna say what are these called, adapters?
Oh, those ones.
Multi-plug adapters.
Yeah, the multi-plug.
Off to a good start.
Lunanana are playing.
We're going to see Lunanana, aren't we?
Lunanana, 3rd of February.
3rd of February, Saturday.
That would have happened
Boston
before
music
the last
rooms?
Or the dome.
Downstairs at the dome.
Is it downstairs at the dome?
I think it's downstairs at the dome.
Upstairs at the dome.
I don't remember
That's
downstairs at the dome.
Yeah. I've
only been upstairs in recent months. Where's down? I mean,
Boston
not,
Music
not where
Room
where
is downstairs. They changed its name.
Oh, it's Boston Music Room.
Yep, they just rebranded.
Just downstairs at the dome now.
Downstairs at the dome. A
I
little
quite
rebrand.
Liked the name Boston Music Rooms. It made me feel like I was...
In Boston.
I feel like I'm... Underneath a dome.
Underneath
a
dome.
To be there.
And you can't see the top of the dome, which the dome doesn't even have a dome.
It doesn't, does it? It's
no.
A very, very silly name.
Very square.
Stupid.
Square. I know we talk about
shapes
London
a lot.
London gigs a
lot. Talk about shapes too much.
London shapes.
We do talk about London gigs a lot. What else have you been to?
I've not been to anything.
Last recorded.
Nothing at all. It's been January, hasn't
Where
it?
Where have I? It has been January. It still is.
I've done some comedies.
Yes.
Yep.
You did.
A bunch of comedies. But other than that,
nothing at all.
Oh, talk about comedies.
Go on then, as you were.
If anyone's in Walthamstow on the 13th of February, Pancake
oh.
Day, I'm doing a gig at the Untraditional Pub.
Are you?
Pillars, yeah.
Oh, fun.
So come along. I will be. Great. There will be pancakes. May contain pancakes.
May contain pancakes. Get yourself down there. Have a pancake and one laugh.
That actually wasn't going to be the plug.
What was the other plug? Go on then.
I can't remember. Anyway, okay. Have you got any plugs?
Nope.
Anything going on?
Nope.
Anything you wish was going on?
Nope.
Should we get to the theme song?
Yep.
Here it is! Put up your feet. Put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in metal? On their podcast stuff that you have to settle for.
Great. Very quick. Should we do the very quick boring bit?
Very quick boring bit for the first episode of season 5.
Here we go. If you like it,
listen to it.
If you listen to it, rate it.
Subscribe to it.
Subscribe to it. Rate it. 5 stars. or 10 if the star system is out of 10.
If you do all of those things, you get to tell a friend.
Please tell a friend.
And they get to do it.
And it helps the algorithm.
I know it sounds like we're joking about, but
we're not.
But
we're
you know, it does serious. It does help. Just if we've given you some either enjoyment, or even if you're like, I hate them talking, but they do talk about some good bands, so you skip to the 30-second song
bit.
Then still like it. Give us a like. Give us a 5 stars.
I wouldn't blame you for doing
share
it.
Share it around. I wish we weren't on it and it was just the 30-second song.
Too much shape stuff at the beginning for me.
What's your favourite shape? A radish.
It's a dodecahedron, actually.
Oh, is it? Mm. Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's why it's my favourite shape.
Good. We got that.
Shall we go to the running order?
What's in store
today? We've got a message for the first episode of the series.
Let's keep that up, everyone.
Please send us messages.
Clearly so a listener.
We'll come to that in a minute. And then we've added a new section for 2024.
What?
The new section is called Worsts First.
Worst First. We do the Worst First.
Worst First.
That's after new releases.
So we have quite a job whenever we do the episodes.
Yeah.
Every single week. And you have to wade through a lot of crap to pull out maybe a couple of things that we think are worth mentioning based on our subjective view.
Yeah.
And actually, we're like, you know what? We put a lot of work in listening to the crap.
Yep.
We may as well surface some of it.
Yeah. So and also, some people's garbage is other people's gold.
That's true.
Yeah.
One man's treasure.
Trash. Is another
man's treasure trash.
One man's poo is another man's dinner.
Oh, gross. That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
In the circles I run in.
That's disgusting. So we will be taking you through some of the worst things we've...
We do the worst
not,
first
not enjoyed,
in the new releases part.
And then new releases. And we're going to be talking to you about new releases from Drown in Sulphur, Yersin, Cancer Christ, Kariosus, Worse Than Death,
Cyclists,
Wasp Mother, Divided, Collapse, and then we'll be crowning one of them the album of the week, and then
which
we're going to bugger off for a bit.
We're going to what?
Burger off?
Burger off?
Burger off, yeah. Yeah, John Burger off, do you know? Good actor.
Talking about burgers.
Which I was. Carry on.
You know when like you have a sort of business email account that's shared between some people?
Yes.
Like we used to have it we did Gaggeston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the person that you're running it with starts moaning about local businesses, but with that account and not their own account.
Oh.
That happened today. And they were moaning about a burger place in
Walthamstow. What's this account that you've got with someone that you haven't
it's
told me
the,
about?
It's the comedy. The Walthamstow.
The Walthamstow one. Pillars.
Untraditional pub comedy.
Okay.
13th of February.
Oh, are you running that?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Nice. Yeah, yeah. That's good, isn't it?
How
often is that?
Every month.
Wow.
Second Tuesday of the month.
The classic second Tuesday of the month gig.
Yeah. They're the best ones.
They are the best ones. Everyone goes to those. Right, okay, shall we get on? Messages. Right, so this is a message from a man.
You sure?
Actually, you know what? I say a man. Alex Lib. They, he, she on their profile. So
they, she.
Are they a he or she? So there you go. Well,
there you go. A person.
A person. A person.
Called Alex.
So Alex messaged a while ago, asked if we were friends with Will from Skin Failure.
Which we're not.
Which we're not, unfortunately.
It'd be nice to be.
It would be.
How nice would that be?
And then he said that Will was his vocal coach.
Ooh.
Was their vocal coach, should I say. And then they've just released a single with a band
and
stuff.
They.
He, she, they.
They're all fine.
Don't know what to say.
They're
all fine. All three of them. This is the message that we got. We got a voice note. Alex.
Whoa,
that's
a proper
it?
Message. I want to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Of course I do.
Hey, I thought I'd just make a quick voice message. Hope I'm not bothering you. My project is finally starting off this year for real with a band as well. And we're releasing our first single in February. I wanted to ask you if you do single reviews as well,
yep,
or only EP and album reviews.
Do singles.
I'd love to have a short, receive a short answer from you guys.
Yes.
Anyways, hope you have a nice evening. Greetings from Germany. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Germany.
Thank you, Alex, from Germany.
Thank you. Yes, we
do. A short answer. Yes.
Clearly,
a short answer.
Clearly listens to the podcast.
Big listener. Big listener.
We every episode we do singles. Four singles.
But the point, I think, here, Matt, is that Alex was nice enough to send...
Alex was, yeah.
A very personalised voice note.
And what we like to do is we like to...
We like to reward polite people.
Reward polite people and anyone that messages us.
Yeah.
So, it's rewarding.
Alex, yes, we would be very happy to give you
We'd
a shout out.
So happy.
So Alex has a single...
Coming out in February,
Under the band name Sharpened Lives.
Sharpened Lives.
Or Sharpened Lives. We're not quite sure.
Nope.
We're going to play something from that. I think the single's called Aura.
And here it is! Such a lapsing, so relapsing, fuck. Feel the sense of it just makes me suck. Driving circles into my own flesh. The reality I must confess. How does something so
was there. So thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Sharp Alex.
Lives. If you enjoyed that, then something's coming out in February. But
check them out in
sure
February. Well, I guess look at all the
check it out.
Streaming platforms.
Alex Lib.
In
L-O-B.
Feb. Have we had any more messages?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
No, send us a message.
Please.
Simon gets bored on flights, all the flights he goes on.
Yeah, I need messages for my flights.
Wants to read all the messages. Okay, should we go to new releases?
No.
Within new releases, then we do first...
Worst. This is news to me. Okay, great. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay, worst first.
Should we do a jingle for it?
Yeah, let's do a jingle for worst
okay.
first.
If we manage afterwards. To do a jingle,
you'll hear it
now. Worst first. Worst first.
If there was silence there, we just didn't get around to it.
We just didn't get around to it.
Let's see.
Also, not everything needs a jingle.
Not everything needs a jingle, but most things do.
It does.
So, worst first. Do you want to go with your worst first?
No, you go with yours.
My worst first.
Your worst first.
Do you remember a band?
I don't have my notes.
Oh, sorry. Do you remember a band by the name of Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
Linkin
Were they like
Park.
They used
not,
to like
not a Korean film
tour
director
with Deftones a lot.
Probably.
Yeah, I remember them.
Okay, so Linkin Park had a man called Mike Shinoda.
the other one.
He was the rapper.
The other man.
A rapper. He's a solo artist in his own right and has been making tracks, some with vocals, some without, for a number of years.
Some soundtracks.
He's got a new single.
Yeah.
And he's released an EP. The single's called Already Over, and the EP is the Already Over Sessions, and it's six tracks, all the same song.
Yeah.
All recorded live in different countries. As well as a a cappella track, an instrumental only,
ooh,
of what is a very, very uninteresting song.
Yeah, six of the same version.
Six of the same...
A bunch of live ones?
Rubbish song.
What is
ironically he? Called Already Over, and then it just begins again.
Just ca- it won't
five
stop.
More times.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So just to give you a flavour of Mike Shinoda's latest single, Already Over.
Here it is! It was
for
indeed.
The last time. So yeah, that was already that is already
Mike Shinoda.
Mike Shinoda.
Shinoda.
Shinoda. An elongated A, I think he pronounces it.
Okay.
Matt, over to you.
So I was looking at, you know, what we could listen to for this week. And I came across a band that my band used to play with.
Oh, wow, okay.
In the olden days, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Well, yeah. Well, I vaguely remember being quite excited about playing with them, because we were like, oh, they're signed.
Oh, right, okay.
Didn't know what they sounded like, because Spotify didn't exist back then. So this 1960s. Is a band called Zero Cypher. Do you remember Zero Cypher?
I remember you. Maybe you just told me about them, actually.
Maybe. Just now, actually.
4 seconds ago.
They're from Southeast UK, formed in 1998, disbanded in 2009.
Oh, what a terrible shame.
Yet, they've just released a new album called New Metal.
Oh, I saw this on the new releases.
New Metal.
NU Metal, yeah. Yeah,
their first album was awful, since 2009. And my worst standout track on this is Transistor, and here it is!
And there that was.
Yeah, so they I think they did a weird cover of Gay Bar, and they sat there, but they never really really captured loud.
Bit weird to come out with an album
called New Metal,
the sort of dead genre as the name of the the album.
It's new with
some.
Like a little couple of dots on top of the U.
It's an umlaut, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, however that would be pronounced.
Yeah.
Metal.
Don't really know.
So, yeah, that was my old tour buddies.
Zero Cypher. Wonderful.
Don't check them out.
That was a new section, everyone. Worst first.
Worst first.
Let us know what you think.
We might carry it on.
Send it in a postcard. makingtonmetal@gmail.com.
Okay, shall we get to the real tracks now?
Let's do it. Stuff we actually thought was all right.
Yeah, what have you listened to?
So I listened to an album by a band called Drowned in Sulphur. We mentioned one of their singles a little while back.
Ooh.
They are a black metal deathcore, or blethcore as it's not known, from Italy. The album's called Dark Secrets of the Soul. Front cover is a Batman, but not Batman.
He's a Batman.
He's a man, sort of a scarecrowy looking man, surrounded by bats.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's a scare bat, actually.
A scare bat. But that is not doing a very good job.
No, because they are swarming.
Swarming.
he's an attractor bat. Released on the 12th.
You got your attractor bat out. Nah.
Released on the 12th of Jan.
Attractor bat's a pretty good
name for an episode title. Write it down. Scarlet Records. It's out on 42 minutes long. My standout track is Eclipse of the Son of Eden.
And here it is.
I didn't
think that song title was going to end.
It's a long old title. I was looking forward to this because I quite liked... That was the song that we talked about, the single.
Oh, so the single is your favourite one because basic.
I'm very basic. A bit disappointed by the whole album, if I'm honest.
So, can I be honest?
I'd like you to be honest.
Right. So when so we have a playlist where we put in all of our things we're going to listen to, and
honest,
I knew
honest so far,
and I knew we were doing the worst first.
Oh, you thought this was
I
in
wasn't
there for
sure.
That? Oh God! I didn't think it was that bad.
If you had put well, yeah, but we don't. I don't know.
You don't know.
What
yeah.
You hate.
Yeah, so you don't know what I hate. You don't know what I love.
A man's table is another man's
chair.
So yeah, okay. You know, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that is his worst.
Fair enough. Maybe I can see why you thought that.
Mm.
It's a bit too
anyway.
Too black metal, not deathcore enough. Not that I'm a massive deathcore fan,
yeah.
But the deathcore-y bits were quite good.
You want blackened deathcore?
Yeah, blackened deathcore is what they are, really. There's some cheesy bits, cheesy melodies. The opening melody of Buried by Snow and Hail, we've all been there, is a bit cheesy. And then Lotus is a bit cheesy and whispery and singy, not for that. But when it slows down and goes very deathcore-y, big fan.
Big fan.
But yeah, so fun fact.
Oh, yes.
The singer is called Christian Lombardo.
Ooh,
and he is
not related to Dave.
Not related to Dave Lombardo. Correct. That's
nice. That is fun.
For fans of Dimmu Borgir, I don't know how to say that. Suicide Silence and Lorna Shore. My three-word review for Drowned in Sulphur, Dark Secrets of the Soul is none more black metal, please.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So that's a no. That's
a no from me.
No from
Matt. Over to you. That's probably the first one in five seasons.
Yeah.
That I've reviewed that I didn't like,
didn't,
but still
you was
left
looking
in
forward
there.
To. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Normally we only do good things that we like, don't we?
I've been listening right. To my favourite band
go
from
on.
2020.
Yeah.
Yersin.
Woohoo!
And the
back.
Scythe is Remorseless.
Scythe. Yeah.
Oh no, I've said it wrong.
Well, I mean, you can say it like that.
How would you say it?
Scythe.
Scythe. I nearly said Skithy.
Oh yeah, Skithy works too.
So Scythe is better than Skithy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Nailed it.
Go with Scythe. It's fine.
The Skithy is Remorseless
yep.
Came out on 10th of Jan. It's seven songs long at 24 minutes.
Wow, good. Nice and short, guys.
Nice
thank
and
you.
Short.
Well done.
They're three lads from the Sundered Lands. it's Chris and Rob.
Chris and Rob.
Two
Chris's and a Rob.
There are three piece with only one guitar, no bass.
Wow.
Drums, guitar, singing. My standout track is To the Masses and Here It Is! There was indeed. Yersin say they aim to mix grind, metal, crust and thrash to make their own unique sound.
They've succeeded, I'd say.
They have succeeded. It's hard to like sort of put them into a hole of one genre. They sort of mix it all well. There's touches of sludge in there, some touches of like Pantera-esque groove in there. Multiple cores as well, a bit of hardcore, a bit of... what did you think? I
thought you meant is it Andrea Core?
Andrea, loads of cores.
The other
loads
two,
of guests.
The other two cores and then the brother.
loads of guest appearances from the cores.
Yeah, great.
Their guitarist, Rob.
Yes.
Is like a massive bodybuilder.
Ah.
And I put that.
Builds bodies.
This album is heavier than the weights he can lift.
Wow. Great.
Three word song is yes, sirs, you did it again. Just a bit of no, I won't do the other ones. All right. That's fine. For fans of Burner, Pig Destroy, Entombed, fun fact, they're friends with Raoul Moat.
I don't think brother. That's exactly, okay, yeah.
Val Mote's brother goes to a lot of their shows. Goes to their gigs.
That is a fact from the year 2020.
It's a fun fact. You heard it here first in 2020 when we said it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But also...
It's a callback.
It's a callback. Something I'm not used to. But no, it's a great album. It's really heavy. It's got... it's great. Listen to it and download it. Buy it. I don't know how you get music these days.
Probably they'd rather you bought it than download
buy
it, to be honest.
Buy it on tape.
Stream it for free. Stream it for free now. No, buy it on tape.
Buy it on tape. On cassette tape.
Yeah.
People like cassette tapes.
Borrow
now.
It from a friend
and record
burn
it.
Burn it onto a mini disc. That's what they want. I think.
Thanks, Yersin.
Okay, I have been listening to a band called Cancer Christ. By the way, if you are easily offended and or Christian, probably skip this whole review. Nothing that I'm going to say from my own opinions. Right. It's more like this band.
I thought you was about to get
no. We don't do religion or politics. You know that.
They are although we do punk... mention both sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, what I meant by that is we do that, and I'm about to do that. So they're a sort of hardcore punk crossover band.
What Christian hardcore punk crossover?
I mean, I don't think they're Christian.
Right, right.
From California.
Oh, I've been there.
The album's called God Is Violence. Front cover is Jesus blowing his head off with a shotgun, released on the 5th of Jan via Seeing Red Records. There's 20 tracks, and it's 20 minutes long. My standout track is called Bring Back the Guillotine.
And here it is! Bring back the guillotine! Sharpen the steel! Bring back the guillotine! Defile my metal! Ask the bomb!
That's French for that's that.
They're not even French.
I know, but it's got the word guillotine in the the title.
20 tracks, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Is that a minute a track?
I think. Yes.
2 minute tracks and some no minute
tracks. I'll be honest, it is all over the place in terms of track length. I'll come to that in a sec.
Right,
so
okay.
So staking claim and cementing themselves as a fresh and formidable force on the SoCal music scene, the group has been turning heads and disgusting conservative incels with their dangerous and unpredictable live shows, which include, but are not limited to, live baptisms.
Is that dangerous? I guess drowning.
If you hold them down too long, I suppose. Yep. Burning caskets.
I guess that is dangerous.
Up to 4 guitar players. That's very dangerous. 2 bass players. Oh my gosh. And 2 drummers at a time. Blood spewed onto the crowd.
Is this Gua?
Snake babies. Rabid fans. Torn out Bible pages. And the shows are chaotic, to say the least.
Actual rabid fans.
It says rabid fans.
They need some shots.
Yeah. Hey-o. Yeah.
I guess
I'll get the shots.
probably no healthcare.
I don't know how they know their fans are actually rabid.
Rabid. Yeah.
That does sound dangerous. That
does
one.
Sound dangerous.
Yeah. That's contagious.
What if one accidentally bites you in the mosh pit?
Exactly. The nosh pit, I suppose, maybe at those gigs. But that sounds like something else, doesn't it? Offensive shock metal is
Whoa.
What I think they are. Track titles include Baptized in Piss and Shit.
Yep, we have. Is that what they're doing? The baptisms they're
in,
doing?
Maybe. Not 100% sure. One track is called Jesus Got a Big Old Cock.
Is this album of the week?
Let's find out. One track is called God Bless the Rapist. Sorry about that. And one is called Satan is a Bitch. So they've kind of gone down the shock angle, leaning very heavily into anti-Christian shocking stuff, I suppose. Some very good punky groove stuff amongst all of it. It's actually, like, musically, it's quite good. very reminiscent of Guar.
Oh.
Older Guar stuff. There's a song called Make Them All Dead, very Guar-like, especially in the breakdown. The standout track you heard there, Bring Back the Guillotine, also a bit Guar-y.
I wonder if one day we'd be going to a Cancer Christ bar where they're serving us.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Serving us baptisms.
Back to the Guar bar we went to.
Piss and shit beers.
Yeah.
There's four interludes that are all called Hail Christ 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Ooh, what's your favourite one?
About 30 seconds long, where they chant, I think, I can't really make out the words perfectly, but Hail Christ, Hail Christ, End Lives, Hail Christ, with a very catchy riff behind it, actually. Lots of nice little guitar solos, very talented musicians, questionable subject matter, especially if you are a Christian, I suppose, which I'm not, so fine. Fun facts, they supported Guar in October.
Whoa!
Yeah, for fans of Guar.
What, over here?
No, I think in the US somewhere. Oh. For fans of the Locust as well, there's some of it's very acid grind.
Nice.
A bit locusty. My three-word review for Cancer Christ and God is Violence is wicked sense of tumour.
Very good.
Yes, that's, thanks.
That's probably the best one we've had. It's definitely the best one we've had all season.
Mm.
All season.
All season so far.
You got that season.
All season. Why'd you say that? Like that.
I forgot how to speak.
Yeah, some of that old sizer.
Where was I from?
I don't know.
I think I was possessed.
I think you were. By a very mildly southern
just a mild demon. Southern demon.
A mild southern demon. Speaking of mild southern demons, in a way, I watched a film called Nefarious. Have you seen that?
No.
About a serial killer who is possessed by a mild southern demon.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
I've been listening to Carrerasus.
Sure.
Is it Carrerasus?
If you like.
Is it Carrerasus? And their album, Will Until Beauty.
Yeah, that is what it's called.
It's what it's called.
Will
Until Beauty.
Yeah.
It came out on the 12th of Jan. Correct. It's 8 songs long, 36 minutes long. They're a metal band from Chicago. My standout track is Saturn Returns, and here it is!
That was it.
Will Until Beauty is a thesis on mankind facing its shadow. Ooh. Yep, it's the confrontation of one's darkness that is necessary to find inner light.
We've all been there.
Melodic black and death metal with great breakdowns as well. It seems that they dropped the melodic singing that they had in their EPs, and there is none of that in here. And, you know, that would have probably turned me off this album anyway. Yes. And they've created something heavy, melodic, fast, chuggy. There's a lot of impressive solos in there for fans of Revocation, Nightmare. Little fun fact, after it's their first album, but after 10 years of being a band and 2 EPs later.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Lazy.
And,
why?
They just, you know, they've probably got day jobs or something.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And their name, Cariosus. The name Cariosus means rotten or decayed.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, very nice. Three-word review is very Cariosus of what they would do next.
Sounds like Curious.
Yeah. That's what I went with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not very an
Very
an
I was.
It's not an anagram, very sadly.
Curious.
But you know what I found out recently? Listen.
Yes, okay. What did you find out recently?
Listen.
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Is an anagram
of
silent.
Silent.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. If they did it on purpose.
Yeah, I think they did. The dictionary people.
But you can you listen to silence?
You just did.
Congratulations.
Well done.
You can. Turns out you can.
Listener.
Science.
In
this
air
is
quotes.
Also a science
are
podcast.
Are you technically a listener if it's silent? Listener?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose you are.
And also, if you don't listen, are you actually a listener?
Whoa.
But the silence.
So you are. So if you are a listener, if you don't listen, we've got loads of listeners.
Yeah, here we go. Millions.
We've got billions of listeners. If you don't listen and you're a listener, yep. Great.
Great. Thank you.
Incidentally, if you don't
tell
listen and you are a listener,
tell
please
a friend.
Tell
rate
a friend.
Five stars.
Drop us an email. If you don't listen and you're a listener. Right. On to the singles.
Ooh.
On to the singles. Alex Loeb.
Alex Loeb.
Who didn't know that we did singles.
Big fan.
Feeling a bit silly now, hi. Aren't you, Alex Loeb?
Hi, big fan of the podcast. Just wondering if you
huge
talk
fan,
about albums
music
at all.
But a really massive fan of the podcast, actually. I listen to it every single day. But it comes out daily, doesn't it?
Your daily podcast.
Just
daily
wondered
metal
if
news.
If you talk about music on it at all.
Yeah, we do. Big fan.
Huge fan of the podcast. Just wondering if...
I've got a lot of fun... Aluminium facts, if you want them.
Massive fan of the podcast. Fan. I've just released a new. I've just discovered a new metal. Huge fan of the podcast. I listen every day, and I know that you talk about metals.
Yep, and I've just discovered a new one, and I want you to have the insider
scoop on the metal that I've just discovered. Huge fan of the podcast. Definitely know what it's about. Anyway. So, a few singles.
You should cut that bit out, put it on the gram.
Yes. That was maybe yeah. Funny. Right, a few singles. I've been listening to... This is really good, actually, this one that I found.
Not according to their name.
By the way, hey-oh. They are called Worse Than Death.
Yep.
And the single is called Maimed and Displayed.
And here it is!
There it was. That came out on the 17th of January.
Whoa.
And they have, count them, 19.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yep. Monthly listeners.
What?
Yeah.
That's it. Wow.
They're tiny, tiny, weeny, weeny, tiny, weeny. So well, we are.
They might have
underground
million,
as fuck.
Million sales on tape.
They might have billions of non-listener listeners, potentially.
Just
but
like us.
Worse Than Death, Maimed and Displayed. Go and listen to it. Make their day. You could be. You could increase their listeners by 5% roughly.
Whoa.
If you listened.
Go
right
listen.
Now.
Re-listened.
If you listened. Go and re-listen. I mean, listen again and again.
I'm going to keep listening.
Keep listening.
I've been listening to Wasp Mother.
Good name.
And their EP, Digital Pollution.
Yep.
It's only 6 songs, 9 minutes long. 6 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's even shorter than...
You do the math.
Shorter than Cancer Christ's songs.
What is the math on that? Nine minutes, 6 songs.
9 divided by 6 is 1.5.
So each song is about 1.5 minutes.
1.5 minutes.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's mass, isn't it?
And you know what? The song, my standout track, Boring. Here it is!
Yeah.
And there it was.
So that was only 1.5 minutes.
What is a wasp mother? Is it a queen? Because a bee mother is the queen bee.
The queen bee doesn't just give birth to all the other bees.
Yeah, she does.
Does she?
Yeah.
I thought they kind of make the bee mother, the queen bee, by like deforming her a bit.
No, the queen. I think the queen bee is made from overfeeding one of the bees.
Yeah, they just but keep feeding it there.
But then I think the queen bee gives birth to the bees.
Okay,
so I think so. Maybe not though. I think the queen is made from overfeeding bees. She's sort of a fat bee.
A wasp mum.
Yeah, what's a wasp mother?
Oh, that's very different. It's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant mother.
Maybe that's what they're talking about. Does the queen bee lay all bee eggs?
So a wasp mother, an Urban Dictionary, yeah, is a
the mother of all the bees. The queen bee is a fascinating insect. She's the mother of all the bees in the hive, responsible for laying all eggs that will become female worker bees and male drones. Oh. And I'm pretty sure then they then create another queen by feeding one of the larvae more than normal.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway, so wasp mother. That's their EP. I wish there was more. That the beginning of that they use the Toast of London.
Ah,
in the beginning, Clem Fandango. Fans.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, very great EP. Check it out.
Check it out. A female wasp lays eggs in a nest that she has built herself.
Ooh. Her own nest.
There you go. Whereas I think bees get other bees to make the nest for them. Yeah. Queen bees.
Yeah. The worker bees.
But the female
they?
Wasp makes her own nest. Makes so
out of eggs.
Make of that what you will.
Make a nest out of that.
Make a nest out of that what you will.
What you will.
Right. I've been listening to a band called Divided.
Have you?
They are from Brussels. Their single Cinder came out on the 19th of Jan.
And here it is! Running away! Counting the day! Running late! Chasing my wife! There's no one afraid! Walk all the way!
They are supporting.
A chip off the old block.
Hey-o. They are supporting Lulanina in Brussels in February.
Oh, not when we see them.
No. Are Lulanina? They're not Belgian, are they? No. I thought they were Norse.
They're from.
Where are they from? Tell us, Matt. Well, maybe they are Belgian.
Do a bit of chat and I'll find out.
Okay.
We
are
should
they
know.
Belgian?
We did camp with them.
Yeah, I know, but. I thought they were Norwegian.
Well, talk about your little band.
Okay, I'll talk about my little band.
Your little band you listen to with your ears.
Oh, they're Danish.
Yeah.
Danish. From Copenhagen, I believe. So Divided are a band. They supported or are supporting Lulanina, who are Danish. Divided are from Brussels, which is in Belgium.
Belgish.
And they're Belgish.
They're Belgish. And we get Sugar Horse.
We get Sugar Horse supporting Lulanina. Should be all right.
No.
No,
we do, but...
Yeah, you don't like them.
No. I'm just...
What are you just
doing? Looking at the tour, and it doesn't mention... Divided.
Well, yeah. Okay. Divided are lying.
Hamburg and Brussels don't have Sugar Horse.
Oh, there you go. So they've got Divided.
Yeah.
I was there right. In the
you
end.
You're right in the end.
Always am in the end.
I want the Lulanina Divided split 7-inch. Not
yeah,
the Lulanina
Sugar Horse. That wasn't very good, was it? Matt,
hello.
Single.
Okay. I've got a couple of favourite bands on this episode. And one of them has just released a single called Dodd, and that is Collapse. And here it is! We'll be right back.
there it was. I suppose it is called Dodd, isn't it?
Yeah, there it was. Their album, AR.
It's about Ken Dodd.
It is about Ken Dodd.
Yeah, about the death of Ken
Dodd.
The
video has a
feather duster,
feather duster in
it
all the way through.
Yep.
That song came out on the 15th of Jan. That's how current we are nowadays, keeping it current.
That's really current.
Keeping it current.
Wow.
But their album, they're releasing it on my birthday.
Wow.
A big old birthday.
8th of March.
Of March,
which
yes.
is when we're going to see
Greg Puciato.
Hey, it's Greg Puciato.
It's Greg Puciato in London town.
London town.
Of course it's London town. yeah, so that's out on the 8th of March, and I am looking forward to it. So thanks for... That's a big old birthday present for me.
Yeah,
Collapse.
Thanks,
cheers.
Collapse.
Thanks, Collapse. Appreciate it.
Great.
Great.
But for now, you have to make do with the audio biopic of Ken Dodd.
Ken Dodd.
They've released.
the audio biopic of Ken Dodd is a great...
I'm glad you said biopic, because I think it's biopic.
Oh, no.
But so many people say biopic.
Well, you know I'm very good at words.
I know, but it is biopic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But then when people say biopic, makes sense.
They can fuck off.
They can fuck off as well.
They're saying it wrong, even if they're right.
Idiots.
They're idiots, even if they're clever.
If they're not idiots. Right, I think.
You think. It's time.
I think.
For.
Album of the Week.
Album of the Week! Okay, this week,
we're
going to do something different.
Oh, wait. No, we're not.
We're going to crown one of them Album of the Week.
That's really different.
McMouty's had a good rest.
McMouty's been very relaxed, actually.
So, going to get McMouty out of their hutch.
Their hutch.
And smash him against the desk.
Smash him against the desk.
Here we go.
Smash
Who's
that
it gonna
beak.
Be? Who's it going to be?
Here we go. Who's it going to be? Album of the Week this week goes to... It's our good friends from the Sunderlands.
The Sunderlands.
The Sunderlands. It's
Yersin. Well done, Yersin.
And the Skeethy is remorseless.
The Skeethy is remorseless.
Well done, Yersin.
Well done.
Rob, Chris and Chris?
Chris and Rob.
Sorry, Chris and Rob. You're absolutely
if
right.
If you're doing it in the order that it is on Spotify.
Fine.
Or alphabetical.
Well, I wasn't, so.
Alphabetical.
I was doing it in reverse alphabetical order.
Oh, so fun little fact.
Yeah, okay.
Yersin are on a little tour with Mastiff.
Oh, are they?
In March.
Mastiff are quite good,
yeah.
I think, aren't they?
Yep, and they're playing, well, let's go, they're playing Hull.
Oh, not Hull.
On the 22nd of March, they're playing Glasgow 23rd.
Wow.
Edinburgh 24th.
Edinburgh.
London 27th.
Edinburgh from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Or from Oppenheimer.
Or from Oppenheimer. Or the Edinburgh disaster.
Brighton on the 28th. Bristol on the 29th. Birmingham on the 30th. And Nottingham Rough Trade the Shop, I guess.
Yeah.
On the 31st. So
not London.
London on the 27th. The Black Hearts.
Oh! Yeah. Of what month?
March.
March!
March!
Oh, I'm on holiday.
Are you?
Yeah.
27th of March?
Yeah.
I'm very free. What, holiday? I'm very free, so I'm going to try and get down there.
Do it. You should go.
And as we all know,
buy them a beer.
As we all know,
wow.
Every band that wins Album of the Week gets
they get one beer,
one
to,
beer
share.
To share from me.
Wow.
If you get Album of the Year, every member,
every
gets,
member
a beer.
Gets a beer.
So yeah, one beer between the three of you. That's
really
that's
good.
That's a
actually.
Third each.
Yeah, really good.
Unless you've got a quicker drinker. I reckon if we got a beer bought for us,
yeah,
I'd down most of it.
Yeah, but you take ages to start drinking it.
That's true.
Who I knows? Drink it all the way through the time we're together. I'm drinking. You start drinking when there's a minute left before the next drink. You down the drink. And then before that, you don't drink.
That's
it's
true.
Weird.
That is weird.
I don't get it.
I
it
forget
makes no
that,
sense.
I forget that I'm out drinking. And
yeah.
Then, someone's like, round, and I'm like, yes, down.
Yes, I am.
I'm in.
I mean, yes, I will.
This is why. So, yeah, I'll see you on the 27th, maybe.
Yeah.
If I can get a ticket.
Make it tame Matt, that gig.
Probably sold out, but, you know, might be able to. I'll just be downstairs hanging out.
Yeah. I'm sure they can get you a ticket if it is sold out.
So, yeah, I'll get you a beer.
Great.
And, yeah, well done. You can
well done, lads.
You can get a Sharpie and write on your fridge.
It's very exciting.
A Sharpie and write on your fridge Album of the Week.
You could do
Make
that.
Tame Metal.
You could do that. And you could also, if you wanted to, write it on everything in the fridge as well.
Yep. Like your eggs?
Like your eggs.
Yeah.
Like your eggs. Not your eggs.
Just things like your eggs.
Things like your eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was Animal of the Week. Animal of the Week. So I guess that's the podcast.
That's episode one, season five.
Yeah.
Or season five, episode one.
Episode one.
Done.
Done.
One and done.
One and done.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure.
It was a joy. So, yeah, like, subscribe, tell a friend.
Everything.
Have a fun life.
Bye.
Bye.